Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast, the podcast to help those working in sports level up their marketing skill set so that you can sell more tickets, sell more merchandise, and grow your fan base. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. If this is the first episode you've tuned into, thank you so much. If you've listened to several, I also appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who tunes in and listens to this podcast. It means the world to me. Today, we're going to talk all about AI. I'm going to give you two ways how you can use AI that will help you sell more tickets without spending a boatload of money. AI is such a powerful tool, but I'm going to give you two simple ways that teams can use it to be able to sell more tickets, sell more merchandise, and grow your fan base. We all know that AI can do so many great things. It can provide you so much more research. It can help you create content, ideation, more strategy. But I'm going to talk through these two ways. We're going to use it to write better copy, and we're going to use it to extract better data. So let's start with number one, AI for writing copy. So let's just say, for example, you are going to be running an ad campaign on Meta, and you want to write an ad targeting specific people. So let's pretend for a second we're going to target moms whose children are celebrating their birthdays, and you want them to do our birthday party with you. So if you're a soccer team or baseball or hockey, or even you work in college athletics, this is relevant for everyone. So we want to target a mom. We want to sell up our birthday packages to them. So you're going to input that type of information into ChatGPT or Google's version Bard. You can put that information in there, and it's going to have them help you write a copy for it. So you would type in something like, I am writing a email or a social post targeting moms whose kids are celebrating birthdays during our season. We want to encourage them to be able to book a birthday party with us. Can you help me write a very short and concise social media post that we would place on Facebook or Instagram that would elicit a response or encourage them to click through to book their son or daughter's birthday party at one of our games? Here's a little bit information about our birthday parties and our team. So you copy and paste that last part in there and you just let it do it. It's going to write out a few different things, and you can ask it, hey, can you write five different variations or seven different variations. So it's not going to be perfect. And that's the part that oftentimes teams get tripped up on. There's like, all right, this is perfect. I'm going to copy and paste. But there's a specific tone that your team posts content on social media with that ChatGPT and Google's version is not going to be able to know. So when you're looking at whatever variations that it says, you're going to have to tweak it a little bit in the voice and the tone in which you promote and put your content out there. So it can absolutely help you write better copy when you're thinking about writing something, or you're reading or working on an email, or you're working on a social post. It absolutely can 100% help you in that area, but there's still going to be some manual work on your shoulders. You're going to have to massage it a little bit, maybe delete a sentence, but it will get things started. It's kind of like rolling a snowball down a hill. It will build some momentum and allow you to be able to do some more things with it, but it's not going to be perfect right out of the gate, so I would not copy and paste it and throw it out there. It's going to give you a few different variations. And one of the things I encourage teams that are running ads is you got to have a few different variations of your ads to see which ones resonate better with your fans versus others. So, first topic is AI helping you write better targeted copy. Second one, AI helping you extract data. So let's, for example, pretend we just finished up a game and we want to look at the data and say, okay, where did most of the fans come from? What was their average order value? You can actually export a lot of that data out of your ticketing software and throw it into ChatGPT or Google Bard, and it will actually give you some of the information that you're looking for. What was the most popular zip code? What was the average order from the most popular zip codes that bought the most tickets to the least least amount of tickets, how many folks came from this specific area, how far away is this zip code from our zip code where our arena or ballpark is or our facility. You could really extract some data quickly to get a better understanding of making your targeting for your marketing a little bit different. So let me give you an example. Let's just say we're running that birthday ad that we were just talking about. AI did a really good job of helping us write better copy. Now we're going to go through. We've got all the ticket buyers from the first few games of the season. We're going to have got them into a big old spreadsheet. We're going to put it into ChatGPT and say, hey, can you extract the data and tell us the most popular zip codes for fans who bought more than four tickets or more than three tickets? What were the most popular zip codes? What was the average order value? Can you give us a really good understanding of where are these fans coming from? So now that tells me is that my targeting for that birthday ad that I'm running on Meta, now I can target a little bit better because I know exactly which area, which zip code are the folks who bought tickets to the first few games of the season. So we can retarget those folks. We can actually target people in that community. So it just helps us understand what's going on at a quick level from a data perspective. So the two ways that I'm encouraging you to use AI is writing better copy for your social media posts and your emails. Your second way to do this is extracting data. AI is going to just continue to grow. I'm looking at a few different things of how AI can be used for sports teams, can use to be able to come up with fan preferences and behaviors and engagement to really give you some insight and understanding of what's happening. It can personalize marketing campaigns. You can use it to predictive analytics of trends in fan behavior. You can do so many different things from fan engagement, sentiment, behavior. You can use it for fan experience from surveys to really be able to pull out some information and create some targeted content. You can use it for social media influence. You could also do it for a lot of different things to create a whole lot of different things from content creation and posting and so many different things. But that takes time, that takes money, takes energy. A lot of that stuff just really isn't perfectly polished right now. These are the two things that you can use today to be able to help you become a better marketer and sell more tickets. So use it to help you write better copy. You're going to have to finesse it a little bit and use it to help you extract more data so that you can become a better marketer and create targeted campaigns that help you sell more tickets and sell more merchandise. Many sports teams hire ticket sales trainers to help them improve their process, their outreach phone calls, and really help you close more deals faster. This is continuing education for ticket salespeople, and it helps them continue to develop, and it helps the teams make more money. I do the same thing for marketing directors through a combination of marketing training and data consultation. I guide marketing teams on best practices, how to use data to inform decisions for ticket sales, group sales, and merchandise. And by helping marketing directors level up, they become faster, more efficient, and have a clear understanding of what's working and what isn't and why. So if you're interested in selling more tickets, growing your fan base, selling more merchandise, head over to sportsmarketingmachine.com, schedule a call. We can just have a chat about how this works, what it would look like for your team, and what the benefits may be. Until next time.